Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Busy time for you?
We're picking up. Some school's back in session, so yeah. We're starting to see infections from that. Got a little strep throat going around.
Is that right?
Back in business.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not good to hear. I know as everyone else, you've paid attention to what's been happening in the news and the hurricanes that have just come one after the other. First down the Gulf Coast of Texas and then Florida, and now the last few days, Puerto Rico, and the terrible destruction there. And of course, the coverage of the response to that has been very heavy. And so far, seemingly, has been very good. So it got me to thinking about what you all do to prepare for not a hurricane, but for some kind of natural disaster that might occur here. And you, I know you've told me before that you've had drills in preparation, and I guess you do that on a regular basis.
Right, we do that. We have a disaster plan where we look at, it's called an HVA, and that's our Hazardous Vulnerability Assessment. That's a mouthful. And so we look at what would be the biggest risk to us in this area. So, and we drill upon those criteria, upon those situations, so that will help us see what we need to be ready for.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the biggest risks?
Ours is safety is always going to be a biggest risk, and then tornadoes are a risk, or weather, any type of weather disaster is a problem. So we've done several drills in accordance to that, and we've done a big drill. Our big drill last year was citywide, and we have done with L3, we did a plane crash there. So we've had several different scenarios that we worked through for that.
Now, when you say safety, what do you mean specifically?
Well, violence has become an increased risk in hospital settings. You know, you hear on the news where there's shootings in ERs, and security is certainly a big concern for the staff and for the patients. So, so we always want to be aware of high risk situations.
God forbid that we should have any kind of terrorist incident, but would that be included in that?
That would be considered a safety risk as well.
How realistic are those drills? I mean, obviously you gain from them, you benefit, but nothing prepares you for the real thing. But
it doesn't, but we take away we learn new things from each one that we do, and it is very lifelike. So we have actual kids that usually participate, sometimes from the college, sometimes from the local high schools, and so we moulage them with injuries that would look similar to what they would be, and we walk through the process as what you would do for communication. Would your supply chain be interrupted if you had severe weather and trucks couldn't get in? Say you have an ice storm, you think about things like that, and so you just walk through all the possibilities that come up, and that helps you plan ahead and be more prepared if it does happen.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. Do you have some kind of assessment of these drills?
Yes. Our safety director, Brett Freeman, he does those. It's called an after-action plan. So we take all the criteria, we look at it, we have people critique their area and say what worked well, what didn't, what do we need to improve on. So we look at that and try to make an action plan from that information.
Mm-hmm. When was the most recent one?
We had one. We had a tabletop drill with the RAC, which is the Regional Advisory Council, and they support us if we were to have a major disaster. That would be who we would contact for backup assistance with medical supplies. We have a 96-hour supply of food and supplies, linen, anything that would get us through that period of time. And then at that time, we would go to local support and then ask for help from the RAC. So after Katrina, they realized that we need to have a little bit more of a stockpile. So that was kind of the turning point where we started working more through the process as to what we need to plan for.
So 96 hours is 4 days.
Right.
Uh-huh. What's been the most stressful, intense thing you personally have been involved in, for real, over your time in emergency care?
we had a tornado, and I don't remember what, it's probably been 10 years ago, that hit Royce City, hit some of the surrounding areas, and so we had to do some evacuation of the ICU at that time, and a few patients were critical, so that always doubles up on the needs of your staff.
This was in Greenville?
Yes, and then we had people that were seeking shelter, so we probably had 50, 75 people who came into the hospital. So that was probably the most true situation that I had dealt with.
You seem like someone be very cool in a crisis.
Well, I hope so.
I definitely think so. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.